it's a great moment for me, really, in terms of being such a young manager and being able to sort of take over a club like Preston. So, yeah, I'm delighted to be here, and I'm really looking forward to the challenge.
For a manager who's 36, you've achieved a lot so far with promotions in Scotland and in England. It's not been a long time, 4 years, has it, in this game?
No, it's not. But I've been through a lot, as you say, and it certainly feels a lot longer than 4 years, you know, because, well, it's been action-packed. You know, there's been a lot of big games in there. But to be fair, I've been coaching since I was 28, you know, so behind the scenes, I started off with the sort of under-17s, then moved up to under-20s, and then into the first team. So my sort of background's been dealing with sort of younger kids and trying to bring them through into the first team. So my bases are sort of well covered, if you like, in terms of experience. So I feel as if I've got a lot to offer, and hopefully I can try and bring the experience of getting teams promoted to this club and get sort of the team and the fans and basically the club believing that we can try and push ourselves on.
I had the pleasure of watching your Norwich team play on the opening day last season at Blackburn Rovers,
yeah,
and tipped you to go up automatically straight away. It was an immaculate performance, really, on the day. Are you disappointed the way it turned out at Norwich, bearing in mind how you started last season?
Yeah, I'm. If you look at last season, I mean, people categorise it as a disaster, but I think towards the end of October, we hit top of the league. Do you know what I mean? So it wasn't as if we started really poorly. We had a real poor spell for a couple of months. We lost a couple through injury, and we didn't play well at all, you know, and that really cost us. And then, listen, we finished eighth, which for the aspirations we had was disappointing. But listen, it is what it is. But for the vast majority of my time there, I thoroughly enjoyed it, and I thought we played some good stuff. You know, we're the second highest goal scorers in the league last year. So I don't think people could say we weren't entertaining.
You've not had a huge break, but has it done you a little bit of good just to have 3 months away?
Yeah, I think it's difficult to say because I didn't feel as if I needed to go away and refresh or anything. You know, I think that my enthusiasm for the job and for football, I mean, I love the game, so it's not something that I ever feel that weighs down on me or anything like it. So, and I was completely up for the challenge, but now having a new challenge and something else to get my teeth into with different parameters is something that I'm really looking forward to.
Did it have to be the right challenge? I mean, managers want to get back into work, but you want the right project to get back into, don't you?
Yeah, without doubt. You know, a couple of sort of wee bits and bobs of interest elsewhere, but if I'm being honest, didn't really interest me. And then when the Preston job came up, I was certainly interested, but the more and more I spoke to Peter Ridsdale and the owner, it convinced me that this was certainly the next place for my next challenge as a manager.
The remaining staff are remaining here. Just how important are they going to be to you in the next few weeks, getting to know the players and getting to know the really good points and the points that need to be improved?
Yeah, it's going to be crucial, but listen, that's nothing new to me. You know, I went to Norwich, which was a huge club from Hamilton Accies, and went in and took one member of staff with me from there and basically worked with the staff that was there. Now, what happened in that scenario was the fact that I went in, a couple of them decided it wasn't for them, so they left. Whereas about probably another 5 or 6 members of staff stayed with me throughout my whole time at Norwich, and I built some great sort of relationships with them, and I'm hoping to do the same here. So they guys are under no threat at all. I'm coming here to try and work with them, and they'll be involved in every process that I make, and hopefully they'll enjoy it.